In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Tell me why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat.
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Is the world about to go to war over the Ukraine and Russia? We don't really have any prescience on that specifically, but is there reason to be concerned? I heartily cast my hat into the bucket that says yes. We will talk about it today on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think, friends, I figured out the new plan, the new slogan for the Joe Biden foreign policy. Want to hear what this is? This is my own thing. I came up with it all on my own last night after getting several pings from several different places about what's going on in the Ukraine. Here it is. Let me try this out on you. Biden's foreign policy. Here's the slogan. You know, Bush had his "Leave No Child Behind." You know, the Obama. You know, "Yes We Can." Trump is make America great again. Here's Joe Biden's foreign policy slogan. Ready? Your world's going to be shaken when you hear the brilliance behind this, okay? Here's the current president's foreign policy plan. Always leave everyone behind. All right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waiter. Have a nice ride home. This is the problem. People that watched what we did in Afghanistan just last night saw this tweet come up from Jennifer Griffin, Fox News Channel, foreign affairs correspondent, had a direct quote from the State Department's call to their media. This is what it said. Given that the president has said military action by Russia could come at any time, the U.S. government will not be in a position to evacuate U.S. citizens. So U.S. citizens currently present in the Ukraine should plan accordingly, arrange commercial flights. She continued with a direct quote again from the State Department. We've authorized the departure of some U.S. government employees, but we have ordered the departure of all family members of U.S. government employees at our embassy in Kyiv. The State Department has also elevated our travel advisory for Ukraine to level 4. Nothing to worry about. Just massively trying to get everybody out because we're leaving them behind again, which is kind of puzzling because just on Friday, they were like, you know, we're strongly urging people to go home before Monday at noon. Well, what did the president know about Monday at noon? I don't know. But let's get some insight on this. I've got some people joining us today that have a lot of experience in the theater. We're going to talk to the Heritage Foundation about the rivalry between Ukraine and Russia and what's going on there. But more importantly, at least in my mind, is what we are doing for our own citizens and how we're positioning ourselves for our allies' defense. The Ukraine is an ally, is it not? They want to be. Here to discuss is Lieutenant General William Boykin from the Family Research Council and longtime servant to his country in uniform, and we always appreciate his insights on what's going on. General, it was like I was watching deja vu last night when I start getting these Twitter pings and texts and concerns from people all over the country. Why can't we seem to have our ducks in a row to get people out when we need to? Why do we always seem to be like behind the curveball?
Well, I think in this case, it is a matter of wanting to deny the seriousness of the threat until the very last minute. But I think they may have caught a wave and are going to be out prior to any hostilities there. It looks like it. And that's what we should have done. Look, when there is a serious threat all over the world, you look at the administrations historically, they have evacuated the families out of the embassies and other non-essential personnel, some of which may be military personnel that are there doing certain types of non-combat jobs. So I think that they were trying to wait this out without having to acknowledge that there was maybe they had a failed foreign policy once again.
Well, this is the problem in large measure with the Biden crew, is that they seem to have a complete disconnect from reality until it's pretty much too late. I mean, I don't think that's an overstatement. I think that's just an assessment of how they tend to operate. Oh, everything's fine. There's no problem here. And then, oh, wow, we should have really been on top of that a lot earlier. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. But could we just start seeing a little bit maybe prior to the it's far too late point to start fixing some of these things? And let me ask specifically about where we would have been and where we were, because I'm pretty sure you had a hunch about during the Trump years what our posture was towards Putin and the Ukraine. Why did Putin not try any of this on Donald Trump's watch? What has changed in the last year that has made him so bold that he feels like, this is nothing? And it's not that he's afraid of the U.S. It's like we don't even register on his radar screen. He doesn't even think of us.
We need to recognize that Putin and his intel services know a heck of a lot about us. They study us. They study our key leaders, starting with the President of the United States. But they study key leaders. And to be very honest, I think Donald Trump was a mystery. He was a puzzle to them. They could not figure him out. They could not figure out and be able to predict with any accuracy what Trump was going to do in any given situation. And when he stood before the NATO commanders and looked at them and said, pay your dues, he was talking to allies. But he was being rough with those allies. And I think that sent a very strong message to Putin that NATO was going to finally have a backbone, because they were going to have at least the American leader there that was ready to do what had to be done.
Right.
And every time that we've seen Donald Trump stand up to North Korea or stand up to the Chinese, it seems to have had an impact on Putin, in terms of he would go quiet. You wouldn't hear much out of Russia. But when you have things like what we've seen under the Biden administration, with the abysmal failure in the withdrawal from Afghanistan, all that does is embolden him, it encourages him, and I think if we don't take a stand now, Ukraine is not the end. It's just the beginning of what I think we may see from him.
Well, and let me ask you, what is your military opinion, Putin's end goal? What does he want to do, starting with Ukraine?
His long-term goal, ultimately, keep in mind, this is coming from his own rhetoric, because he never accepted that the Soviet Union disintegrated, that it fell, that it came apart. He never really accepted that. So his ultimate goal is to reestablish as much of that Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, as he possibly can, to once again be the empire that they were. But I think that he also, from a practical perspective, and we need to understand this, he also wants to make sure that the Ukraine is never able to join NATO, because as far as he is concerned, Ukraine is a buffer between him and NATO. And if you think about it, it's practical. I mean, there's some practical reason for him not to want Ukraine to join NATO. And the Americans have led the way in NATO in saying, we're not going to make that pledge. We're not going to promise you that that won't happen at some point. And that's where Joe Biden has to really stand strong and not give way, not give ground on this. He's got to stand strong and say, we're not going to agree not to allow them into NATO. Now, there are other diplomatic concessions that he may be able to make, but the other thing that he's got to do is he's got to get realistic, and he's got to recognize that so long as that Nord Stream pipeline is being built and the Europeans are developing more and more dependence upon Russian energy, things are going to get more difficult for NATO. That's why he needs to immediately reimpose the sanctions that he had on Nord Stream prior to his becoming the president.
Yeah, that general makes every ounce of sense. It just seems to me that we just don't have anybody within earshot of the actual president that's telling them the right stuff to do. And that concerns me, because this administration has gone far afield from where we were headed just 15 months ago. It's hard to believe. Anyway, General Jerry Boykin, thank you as always for your time and analysis today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you on the program.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. The biggest story on everybody's mind continues to be what I spent almost all weekend talking about. If you watch my Saturday night show, we spent a significant amount of time on just how feckless our top leadership has been to allow. I mean, I have a hard time realizing that just 24 months ago, Putin would have not even considered doing what he's doing right now. And yet, I feel like it's from direct weakness on our part that has invited him to. Let's continue the discussion. Daniel Kochis is a senior security analyst and a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, doing a great job there in European affairs. Daniel, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. I don't think we've ever had you before, but I appreciate you being here. For people that are just around the coffee table today or tonight, and they're saying, I don't really understand what this conflict is about. This is a longstanding rivalry between the Ukraine and Russia, and it's one that Obama and Trump had to address on some level. But where does it all come from?
So this really all stems back from Russian history, this sort of view that Ukraine is part of Russia, that it's not a separate entity. They really trace their roots in many ways back towards Kyiv, the capital, the current capital of Ukraine. They see it as sort of a spiritual birthplace of modern Russia. And so there is an attachment there. And of course, you know, half of Ukraine shares a lot of similarities with the Russian population in terms of their religious following, their cultural background. And so I think that's where some of this comes from, you know, from the Russian perspective. And then, you know, you also really, this sets off in 2014. So Ukraine signs an association agreement with the European Union. And so this association agreement is basically saying that they have aspirations to move towards joining the EU, the single market, and moving on a more Western trajectory. They don't want to see a successful Western-oriented country on their borders. And so they move into Crimea, which is this peninsula jutting out of south of Ukraine. They seize that. They set up a sham referendum to vote for annexation. And then they start this invasion of a region in eastern Ukraine, which is the Donbass. And so that really is kind of where we're at today. Russia controls Crimea. They control a portion of Donbass, and we really kind of have this trench warfare, which has been going on now for the past almost 8 years. You've had over 14,000 people killed and a number of people displaced and, of course, injured in the fighting. And that's really set the scene for the current buildup. Russia has built up over 100,000 troops now, once again, on the borders of Ukraine. and they're threatening basically opening up a further front, offensive front on Ukraine.
What is it that he's really after here?
So I think that there's a couple things at play here. The first is basically small strategic goals that he might want. So, for instance, all of the water for the Crimean Peninsula basically comes now shipped in from Russia because the water treatment plants are in Ukrainian-held territory. And so he may want to try to take specific nodes around either annexed Crimea or the Donbass power plants, water treatment plants, something like that, which would make these regions more self-sufficient. The broader picture here is that Putin is not interested in having a Ukraine, which is a Western-oriented country on its borders, like a Ukraine that is interested in joining NATO and joining the EU, is aligned with the United States, because he sees it really all about regime survival in Moscow, because there's such similarities in many cases. People in Russia would see that, their cousins or people that they know that live in Ukraine have a much better life. Their quality of life, the per capita GDP is much higher. And that may, in the minds of Putin, foment instability within his own country. He doesn't want to see basically an orange revolution, which you had happen in Ukraine, where the Russian-backed president was ousted in a popular uprising happen in Moscow. And that's really what this is all about. And he sees, I think, the timing as auspicious. I think that he sees the Biden administration is very weak. Europe is divided and in a lot of ways, kind of looking inward, they're not as interested in what's going on there. So I think that he thinks that this might be an opportune moment to move and basically take that chip completely off the game board, basically say, Ukraine, you're never going to become a Western country because we're going to take half of the country, or we're going to make you so unstable that you'll never really be able to fully be absorbed into the sort of Western structures and become, what you've seen a lot of the other former Soviet countries in the Baltics or what have you become. And that is very successful Western-oriented countries now, 30 years on.
Talk to me about the opposite side of the coin. What's going on in the minds of the Ukraine leadership and where they sit? Because I hear a lot about what Biden thinks. I hear a lot about what Putin thinks. I don't hear a lot about where the Ukrainian officials are at.
Well, I think there's really a sense of, resolve, but also there's obviously huge concern. I think that the threat there, it's hard for Americans, I think, to really understand the level of threat that Ukraine is perceiving. Not only has Russia built up 100,000 forces and missiles and all these sorts of things on their border in the east, but they've also now basically de facto taken over Belarus, which for a long time the strongmen there didn't get along with Putin. And for various reasons, Putin has been able to essentially base a large number of forces there that he hasn't been able to. And so now Ukraine is essentially encircled on three fronts. And so there's a real worry, I think, of a massive sort of conventional attack against Ukraine, which they're not going to be able to defend against. And so I think that, they're looking for basically Western resolve to hopefully deter, potential Russian aggression. So I think that's why you saw them being so apoplectic last week when the president came out and he sort of tried to make parse this distinction between, what would an invasion actually be of Ukraine, and would a cyber attack be an invasion, these sorts of things, because they see that as basically a chip on the facade of deterrence. This is a much different fighting force today, which would put up, I think, a pretty significant fight against Russian forces, but the force imbalance is just so overwhelming that the result seems inevitable, but it would give Russia quite a bloody eye, I think, if they were to proceed.
If you were to flip a coin and say this is the percent chance, I think that it happens, what percent would you put it at?
Always dangerous to have a prognostication. I've always said that he may just be trying to get concessions from the West, but it certainly seems that it's better than around maybe 50-50 chance that he's going to move in. It's really going to be about the decisions that the U.S. and its allies take in the next few days.
Yeah.
To try to deter this aggression.
Daniel Kochus, we appreciate your insight on the region, and thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, follow him at the Heritage Foundation. You can also get him on Twitter. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. We've got more to get to. Don't go anywhere.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's gonna do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, take a listen to this.
No, I'm done with COVID. Oh, I'm done. I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. Like, we all did it, right?
And that's cultural writer Barry Weiss commenting on her own frustration. She goes on in a very lengthy clip here to explain that she did everything she was asked. And, friends, I could replicate these words in the mouths of dozens of mothers that I know that have looked at the last 2 years and said, but what did it bring us all? Here to discuss is human behavioralist expert Dr. Gina Loudon and the host of Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's Voice News every night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Gina, you are among the people that retweeted this clip, and I got it sent to me by a bunch of people this weekend. What about it jumped out at you in terms of your thoughts about where we are and what, even now, it appears the center-left and the left are starting to say about the COVID crisis?
It looks as though Democrat governors, Democrat mayors are doubling down, actually, on COVID measures. We've seen Hawaii now saying you can't go in there without showing your papers. It's as if the wholly tone-deaf on this. Think about government, and this is why it'll be so interesting from what I like to call a polycological standpoint, political and psychological standpoint, will be to see if, Kevin, we can go backwards, because we all know when government takes power, ordinarily the people never get it back. This may be a great exception, which I think would embolden Americans back to the rugged individualism that is in our very fiber.
if you've got, and I'm not talking about just friends of mine or, you know, friends of yours that we would know on the center right conservative spectrum. I'm talking about some mainstream voices. I'm talking about even people from the left that are saying everything that I've been told here is just absolutely backwards than the way the science is working out in terms of how it should be being thought of.
Kevin, I turned on Morning Joe this morning. You know I like to flip around and see what all the leftists are doing, particularly on Monday mornings, just to see how they're digesting the news of the weekend. And it could have been an RAV or a Fox News broadcast by the language they were using. There were criticisms of Joe Biden going over his low ratings. There were stories about the lies spoken of COVID. There were stories about the profits of Big Pharma. This is not normal, right? This is table turned kind of stuff. And for freedom lovers like you and me, this is very promising. But again, back to the basic psychology of governments, it will be very interesting to see if policy will actually reflect this sentiment, or if they'll come up with a new megavirus, or if they'll find some way to retain the power they took from the people, because it almost never regresses in terms of going back from the power that they had and giving it back to the people, the government. So that'll be the most interesting thing to watch, is the policy that follows.
Well, and I know that this is something that every one of those moms that I mentioned earlier are all worried about. You know, we can't stay in this kind of state of flux forever. There's something has to give. And, you know, if who's the guy that hosts Meet the Press? Chuck Todd. If Chuck Todd is detailing the failing approval rates, not just of the president, but how he's handling individual policies that NBC News was forced to pull and to publish after they pulled it. I mean, this is really bad stuff. 2 years ago, we didn't have any of this stuff sitting on our doorstep in terms of this kind of incompetency and buffoonery. And yet this is what we're stuck with, at least for another year. I mean, this is why this year's elections matter so much. We've got to turn off the congressional spigot to the White House and just make him a lonely old man sitting over there by himself on Pennsylvania Avenue. Anyway, we'll have to figure that out. Hey, what's on the big show for Dr. Gina Primetime tonight?
Well, we have Kevin McCullough, of course. We have some really interesting guests today coming up. I've been watching the production notes as they're coming through, and it's going to be a definitely very, very interesting show, especially one of the things that we've been covering closely is the sleight of hand shell game that Biden is using to hide the mass numbers of illegals coming across the border. Instead of having those big camps and the things that used to really make a splash, they're using Operation Ant Trail, which is just bringing people over just as steadily, just as many millions of people, Kevin, just as sick, all the same problems, but they're doing it in an ant trail form in various places so that it doesn't make the news. But you know, gotcha. We'll be covering it RAV and exposing
all
it.
All right. That's all tonight at 7 o'clock with Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's Voice. And I will be joining her, as she just made mention of. All right, Dr. Gina, thank you as always. Coming back, we're going to check the markets on this Monday. Don't go away.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
That's right. On Mondays, we do take a check of the markets and look at what's going on in the investment world. And friends, I hope that you are making plans. This year is going to be a mess. If the headlines don't scream that, between Ukraine, Russia, COVID, the Biden administration, etc., the year's going to be a mess, and that's going to be reflected in the economy as well. David Fisher is back with us, the aforementioned, and always glad to check in with him. He is my personal metals expert, but he comments on things related to the economy as a whole, and always happy to have him with us. David, thanks for being here. Talk to me about what is going on in the markets, even as we speak. Considering all of the turmoil that is going on in the world right now?
Well, we're seeing a sea of red. I've been saying this for months, Kevin, that the market's is set up for a snap, and it's certainly done that. Some are saying, I'm not negative market, but there's a lot of people coming out and saying we could see another lost decade of stocks. Meltdown in tech, it was started last Thursday by Netflix dropping 20%. I've always said we're one or two headlines away from a big change. That seemed to be the headlines. The NASDAQ is now suffering the worst start of the year in 30 years. It's given up all its gains since June of 2021. It's gone into further correction territory. It's down 17% from its November high. Roughly 40% of NASDAQ stocks are down 50% plus from their 52-week highs. Moving on to the S&P, it's tumbling also below technical support levels. Last week, it tumbled below that, the 200-day moving average. 78% of the S&P stocks are down 10% or more. Today, we're seeing the Russell 2000. I'll come back to the S&P here for a second. The Russell 2000 is down more than 20% from its high. Wow. But the S&P 500 broke through its 200-day moving average last week. That's a major support level. This ends a 409-day trading streak, the longest streak in 8 years. So both the S&P and the Dow are closing out the third week straight losses. And there's other people coming out of the woodwork saying we could see a 50% downturn, like Jeremy Grantham. He's been very vocal about the market. He was spot on about the last three bubbles, and he's saying it could go down as much as 50% now. So be careful putting all your money in that market.
Now, usually you've got the Fed waving the flag going, okay, here we come to the rescue, but that has not happened thus far. What are they expected to announce this week?
Well, Yellen said last week that the Biden administration is going to take steps to control inflation, and Biden is saying that the Fed is going to take the steps. So the Fed should normally do that. It's starting its two-day meeting tomorrow, and it's expected to signal rate hikes first time since 2018. Wednesday, they would announce a normal rate hike in March. There's a 92% chance that will happen. The surveys say this. Another 80% rate hike in June, 66% chance of rate hike in September, and 56% chance of rate hike in December. But the problem is, the Fed has this big problem. Main Street does not believe the Fed, and Wall Street's view on inflation is accurate. But people in business and investors are saying that inflation is much more elevated than what the Fed, the government, and are saying, and Wall Street is saying. So normally the Fed does take steps to stabilize the market, but they don't have any room to do that because we're at zero interest rates.
Yeah,
so
I mean, there's nothing else to give away.
They're not going to rescue this time.
Yeah. So, okay, if that's happening and your specialty is gold and silver and, friends, I'm telling you, it hedges against these types of sudden adjustments that the economy finds itself stumbling upon. What is the market news in gold and silver thus far for 2022?
Well, it seems like the place of safe haven, the greenback, the dollar, has taken out key support levels. It's broken through its bull market trend line now into a bear market, and this has massive implications, negative ones, for the stock market, but very positive implications for gold. And Graham Summers, who I've been quoting on your program for the last 6 years, who's been spot on about a lot of these things, he's saying now you might want to consider gold. Gold prices surged last week. Both gold and silver rallied, and the prices are hitting 2 month highs. Investors are flocking to the safe haven metals, Kevin, and because they're seeing inflation being big. And also on top of that, the geopolitical tensions between us and Russia and what's happening in that part of the world. We'll see if Putin wants to move into a country and take it over. So if that happens, you'll see much higher prices in gold because Biden has promised he's going to come back and fight that behavior. People who don't own a gold company but are billionaires or investors, technical analysts like Alex Merck, is saying gold is the place you should have some money in. He's saying that gold is going to be a big movement in 2022. Jeffrey Gundlach, I quoted him, the bond king. He says inflation is going to be high throughout all of this year, and gold is a place that's moving sideways for the most part, but a safe haven. But he's saying wait till it breaks out. It's going to break out huge. So he's saying get some money into gold and silver. So that's what the big investors, and like Kyle Bass, who's a billionaire, he's saying inflation really is going to move to 20% this year. And I'm not saying that. He's saying that. We're at 7%. So the Fed's going to be forced to raise rates. That's going to be really good for gold. Now's the time you want to be looking about gold and silver.
All right. So, friends, this is the important thing to understand. We are going to have some choppy waters. It appears that the Fed is going to raise interest rates. It appears they don't have any other help to offer at this time in terms of stabilizing the economy, and gold and silver are doing exactly what gold and silver normally do, which is to help the individual as they are trying to hedge that protection against the rest of their portfolio. And friends, if you'd like more information, David has some great resources for you that are all available for free, including his newest white paper, The Coming Bail-In, and a newsletter subscription and other things. You can do all of that at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate your input.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
Every year I go in to see my doctor, she says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for hanging in there throughout the show today. We're so grateful for all of the people that stopped by. Governor Mike Huckabee, Rachel Gresler from the Heritage Foundation, Charmaine Yost, and Jane Ann Benaira on your Fitness Friday. I don't know exactly what is non-diverse about these next characters. When you think of, you know, a plush toy or something that's inanimate, I don't know when that thing doesn't have any type of human characteristics other than eyes and mouth and nose. Think Potato Head. Well, I guess Mr. Potato Head had to have Mrs. Potato Head, right? So at some point they're going to have the non-binary Potato Head. But I don't know of a less distinguished you know, prejudicial circumstance that you can come up with other than the Eminem characters on TV. You've seen these guys? And you know that a couple of them are dudes because one of them has the really low voice. And one of them has the eyelashes that she bats. So I'm assuming the green M&M is the girl. But you've got literally M&Ms of every color of the rainbow, just about. They look like a rainbow in the bag. And yet the complaint is that they are not diverse enough. So what is happening is the characters in the M&M world are going to, and this is going to take effect immediately, they're going to give a more modern look and they're going to emphasize personalities. And the hope is that they are just recognized as being more diverse. Some of the changes appear to be to the two explicitly female M&Ms, green and brown ones. And what those are going to be, I guess they're going to put the girls in high heel shoes. But again, you've already got like the longer eyelashes and that sort of thing. Mars, the maker of the candies, has been criticized in the past for making them too sexy and possible flirtation with the M&Ms, etc. I guess it's not woke enough. You have to have non-binary flirtation if you're going to have flirtation. You have to have probably some sort of same gender attraction flirtation if you're going to be woke enough to satisfy the wokesters. This is really bizarre. I already thought that this would be the last place where wokeism would be able to touch, you know, the family of the M&M characters. These guys are ubiquitous in their commercials now for more than a decade. The two characters holding hands on the beach in that viral tweet came 2 days after the Supreme Court effectively legalized gay marriage and led to rampant speculation on the web. But that was in 2015. Again, still not woke enough. We have to be more woke. They have to be more diverse. They have to be more of something in order for someone to be satisfied somewhere. I don't know. I can't comprehend. I can't even keep up with what all of this stuff is supposed to mean anymore. But I know one thing. It sure tastes good. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.